what they need in children's failure. We share with them as we share with all ages on this morning. Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24 to the end of the chapter. It reads, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on their house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on a rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and fell, and great was its fall." And so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teachings. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord as he continues to bless us. I'm just going to share with you for a few minutes. Amen. Listen, we're continuing our series. We're talking about when wisdom comes to church. Amen. When wisdom comes to church. And today I want to talk about the do of wisdom. All right. Amen. You can't spell wisdom without do. Yeah. Anybody got it? Yeah. If you try to spell wisdom, you look and you look at it and you spell it right. If you got wisdom right, you're going to see the word do. So, wisdom always has do. That's the point I'm trying to point out. This parable at the end of one of Jesus' most famous sermons, Sermon on the Mount. It's called the Parable of the Two Builders. And he's talking about two different builders here. And they're building, and they had some things in common. And because they both, I think you could say, had a good dream or a good vision in common. They had something they wanted to accomplish in common. It was very similar. They wanted to build a good house. And I'm kind of comparing this house to building a good life. Right? But they started out, they wanted to build a good house for themselves. And that's good. You always should start out with good dreams or aspirations. Amen. Nobody really starts out wanting a messed up life. Nobody wants to start out and you think that, one day You know what I want to be? I want to be a prisoner. Or one day I want to be broke. Or one day I want to be addicted to drugs. Or one day, you know, I want to get shot. Nobody starts out with those kind of dreams. No, I want to find out the truth. I want to be on the FBI most wanted. I want to be the top 10. Nobody starts out with that kind of dream. Most of us, you young people, you start out and you have dreams and hopes and aspirations. That, oh, I want to be a lawyer, or I want to be a basketball player, or I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a very thing that you may, I want to be an electrician or an engineer, or I want to be a race car driver, or you just want to be something. You have some kind of idea. Because somewhere you saw something that you like and you say, okay, that's what I want to be. So most of the time, just like these two builders, you start out with good dreams. Good things. So both of them had that in common. They both had something they wanted to do great with their lives. Secondly, they had another thing in common. These two builders. In a way, because they both went to church. Pastor, I don't see that in there, Pastor. I don't see that nowhere in there, what you're talking about. But it's in there right there. But Jesus says, he says, for the first one, he says, he started out saying, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them is going to be like the first builder. But not only did the first builder go to church and hear the word, because they're right in his congregation. He just preached the sermon. He said, not only did the first builder who built the first house hear his word, but the second builder heard his word also. So both of them were at church that day. Amen. Both of them were building houses. Both of them had good aspirations, wanted to be something. They do something great. Both of them were in church. They heard the same Jesus preach. They heard the same sermon. They heard the same word. They both heard the word. But what was it that separated? Because Jesus said, one of these guys built the house, the first, and he dug down to the rock, to the bedrock, and built his house on the rock. So, later on, waters and storm came, and when waters and the storm came, the water and the storms and the wind beat upon the house, but that house was on that rock that stood. But now the second joke, he was in the same church. He was in the same service, heard the same sermon. He built his house on sand. And when the waters and the wind and the storm came, his house got all messed up. Now remember, when Jesus is giving this story, he's trying to get you to think of these houses that he's talking about. He's talking about houses, but what he's really talking about is lives. Nobody wants a messed up life. They didn't want a mess. They wanted a great life.
Yes, sir.
But there's a difference. They both heard the same information. They both heard the same sermon.
And
they both ran into the same stone. But one life was still standing, and the other life was missing. What was the difference? The difference was that the first one, when they heard what they heard when they were at church, the wise person, the one with wisdom, he went out and took, and he went out, and this is good for she too, went out and took what they heard, and then they didn't just stop at no, they went to do. The second person stopped at no and never got to do. I want to ask you, when you hear, are you reading yourself God's word? Are you hearing in Sunday school? Are at camp? Are in your home? Are even in a Christian movie? You see things about God and you learn lessons about God. Does that lead you to doing, or do you just stop at no? I think for too long, the church has just stopped at no. Because we think, if you know it, that makes you a good Christian. We think sometimes, I think sometimes we think we get, God is God grades us. Wait a minute, let me not say it like that. That God is as happy if we attend church. Oh, 52 Sundays, they made 49 Sundays. God ought to be pleased with me. 49 Sundays. You done made 49 Sundays, and your life is still like a rich house. Like a house with a, you know, if you ever looked at, you know, there's been a lot in our area, you know, there's a lot of tornadoes and things. And you look at those neighborhoods after those tornadoes pass through, they're just wrecked. The strange thing, you done came to church 49 times. And your life is in just as bad shape as those wrecked houses. And you don't receive the Bible and what God said, the scripture. You probably even look at, you may listen to some sermon on radio, on TV. So you heard it, but you didn't. Wisdom has to do with it. If you don't do it, you can't have it. If you don't do, you can't have wisdom. It's in the doing. I wonder sometimes when I think about this parable. If they was in class, they was in building class. Can you imagine them besetting? They was in building 101. They went to building class, learning how to do. You gonna build a house? You better. You know, they having a free seminar about how to build houses up there at the community center. And both of them went to the community center. Said, all right, I'm taking the seminar. I'm going to build that house. I want to know how to build a house. Is. And they went to the seminar, and they would sit right by each other. And Mayo was talking about how to build a house. The first thing you have to do, one of the most important things you have to do when you start building your house is dig down to the building. And build your house on the foundation of the bedrock. And they both heard, oh yeah, amen, I know what you're talking about. Build your house on the bedrock. And they was happy about that. Then they go into the neighbor, they talk about how to construct the walls and the roofs and so forth, what all to do. But then, and then at the end, he said, say, oh, y'all always going to say the most important thing. You're going to repeat it. But now remember, y'all, we done went through the whole process. And they probably asked the question, what was the first thing I said? Build your house on the bedrock. The first thing he said. I already remember that. So Peter said, told him his prayer and I asked him, and he was able to tell me what I said. Build a house on building. Now it's time to build. First one I said, first thing he told us, build a house on bedrock. So he started digging, down to the bedrock, and then he constructed his house on the bedrock. Does what he said. He does what he learned in class. He followed the instructions. The second one, he said, okay, build his house. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build it right here on this thing.
Oh,
They told you everything they could do. And all of a sudden, there's $6,000. You get those, you know, man, my $5. You screwed up a down payment. That was going to be an old car. But now, you ain't saying, no, I'm dead, but now, you go out, put that $5 back there. And you don't borrow $50,000 car. And you said, I wasn't going to get in debt no more. And then, like 6 or 7 months later, you know, the news is a wall. You got to close the door there. You saw that? And you look at the bill come in. He said, why did I get in debt again? So, you didn't do. God gave you a way out. You heard good word. But you didn't do what you heard. Young people, sometimes parents give great advice. And they ask you, now what did I say? After they whoop. They whoop you for messing up, or punish you for messing up the first time. And they ask you, now what did I say? What did I tell you not to do? All right now, what did I tell you when you get to school? You're going to repeat. When I get to school, sit down in class. Don't be talking in class and listen to my teacher. They walk me to the school. Sit down in class. Don't be talking in class. Listen to the teacher. Then you see your homeroom boy. You go back and sit with your old boy. He starts talking about the game. Man, you just so bold. He's trying to get jealous. Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't got to talk it. Be quiet. And y'all kind of quiet down a little bit. And y'all got to talk to me. Next thing you know, come on up. Because I told y'all I talked 2 or 3 times. Since y'all won't listen to me, y'all can go listen to the principal. And then you go to the criminal office, you know. This is about the third time, isn't it? Yeah. We got to have a parent conference. He's, oh, God, no. No, because you wouldn't listen. You said you were going to do, but you weren't wise. Because wisdom has doing. Wisdom means following instructions. Following instructions. It's like when you go to the store and you buy you something you got to put together. Anybody want you bought your shelf? Look, lady, you go get your shelf. So I put the shelf together in my house. And you got some instructions with it. How to put that shelf together. Rob, when you put this shelf together. No, man, I don't need the instructions. You got the instructions. The people to put it out. You go, oh, I don't need the instructions. I can put these things together. I can put these things together in my sleep. I mean, you put that thing together. You got the instructions. You put it together. Okay. I think I got it now. I don't know why they need to make it screw. I didn't need all this food. He put it up there. This thing look pretty good. I'm going to put more books and stuff on it. It ain't got no weight on it. Then he put a little old books on it. Books. Now I'm kind of put a little old knick-knock on it. It's all right. It's okay. It look pretty good. Did a good job. Then they go in and sit down and look at that tape. All of a sudden, what the hell? And they went in the bookshelf and sat down. Because you didn't do what the instructions said. Lie!
when you don't follow what Scripture says and what God says, life falls apart. But sometimes we're so proud, we think we can do it without. I don't really need God to tell me about that. I know what to do. I know how to do it. I don't need anybody telling me how to do that. And you go home and mess it up. And then when you mess it up, you got to redo it. Let's one read one. I'm glad y'all are here today. I got my point to y'all is, when you're young, before you mess up the view of life, learn how God wants you to do. Sometimes, us older ones, we done learned till we had already messed up. Our house had already fell down two or three times. People say, you know, I've been building a house. This is my third house, you see. This is my third marriage. This is the third time I had to file bankruptcy. This is the third time I didn't cut my lights off. This is the third time I lost that job. He said, well, I need a new plane. Because what I'm doing is not working. You already 30, 40 years old, and what I'm doing is not working. I need to go, and you go find something, you start listening to God. But they already been lost 30 or 40 years. I'm saying, while y'all are still young, if you listen to God now, you can save yourself a lot of ways. I say, I'm going to start out right now where I am when I'm 6 or 10 or 9 or 15 or 12. I'm going to start out right now listening to my parents, listening to what God says. When I'm listening to that lesson, I'm going to start right now. Because I want to start doing right now. So my house won't be a fell down 3 or 4 times. I'm going to start listening right now and building right now. Because I don't want to keep building things fall down. Keep building things fall down. Then one day you're 50 years old. I guess I better listen to God. You know, what is it, 50 years? Just think of how much, if you listen to God when you was 10 or 15, how great your life would have been. Now you. Your life all start up. Because every time you mess up, sometimes your mess up leaves scars and wounds. You could have bought it all there if you just listen to God now. So wisdom has doing. Always do. Don't just listen. Go put yourself. When you put yourself at church, just with a person that got wisdom. People, when you're around people that got wisdom, listen to them and then use that in the situation in your life. And it'll save you from wasting parts of your life. Don't be so proud and say, I don't need nobody to tell me something. Nothing. I can do it on my own. Humble yourself and do it. You don't want to be like that builder. But now you got to start all over again. People coming by to what's wrong with your house? Your house, there's something wrong with your house. It's not right. Yeah, it's kind of messed up. Messed it up. The storm came and messed it up. But wait a minute. Weren't you in the seminar? Did I see you in the seminar? Yeah, I was in the seminar. But when you ain't got no, you didn't build on the bedrock. What did the teacher say? Build on the bedrock. You didn't build on the bedrock. It's that simple. It's that simple to do. Just start now. You can't go back and correct the past. You probably made a whole lot of mistakes. But you can say, you know, from this point on, I'm going to do what God said. I'm going to start listening to wisdom. Because I've had too many houses before. I've lost too many jobs. I've been in jail too many times. I had too many check mounts. I'm going to try to be rich to live. I had too many struggles in my marriage. So now, Lord, I'm so listening to you. Amen. You walk away this morning, and that's all you remember. You know, I might need to start listening. But sometimes you might say, look around and say, you know, I'm blessed. Said, I mean, listen, God, you know, I'm doing pretty good on my own. Look around, I got this, got that, got that. You know, I'm blessed. All right. That same thing that boy had said when I put it out and go around. Oh, yes, yeah, pretty. But then the storm came. I'm just here this morning to tell you, I'm trying to give you a storm warning. You might think you blessed now, but if you ain't living life God's way, a storm is coming. You thought you were blessed. Yeah, maybe some extent. But you didn't have something that lasts. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what you do for Christ will last. Yes, only what you do for Christ. What is it worth for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Come on.
Make sure you're right with Jesus. Make sure you got it right. Jesus. Then we'll have an answer to it. It's a musician.
pray for your life. We pray this in our love and Jesus' name. Amen. Ain't it good that we can come together? It is good when the saints can come in and pastor could preach a word that I wish I had heard when I was real young. My mother took us, but we heard, but we didn't do it. And sometimes God give us in our later years that we have another opportunity to hear what God has to say. So God's giving us the instruction, but can we follow the instruction? Now we've seen so many, and isn't it good that all the time that we have young people coming in, they're giving their lives at an early time, in an early age, when they are able to work for God and do what God has for them to do. So at this time, we'll give it back to Pastor Neil. Don't wait.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good that this morning we have Mary Petrosa. I'm saying that right. Amen. She's here. She knows the Lord. But as she's coming to her, you know, sometimes when you begin, to work in your life, especially as children, you get baptized, but you didn't really understand why you're being baptized. So when you come into a greater knowledge and you more assurance about who Jesus is and what he's done for you, sometimes people desire to be baptized again. Sister Mary comes for that reason, amen. Now she has a greater understanding, a better understanding of the steps. She wants to be baptized again. We're so delighted to be able to do that for her on this morning. Amen. So we're going to pray with her for her. We have the congregation as she's now part of our congregation. We're so happy to have her. And we want everybody to support her and pray for her as she continues to move and grow in the thing that God will have her do with her life.
Prime time fast. So I'm asking you,
from 3 in the afternoon till 12 at night. No eating. We ain't going to do it like I know you know you're giving up something. I'm saying no. You got to get it in breakfast and lunch. Because no eating from 3 to 12. Wait a minute, that's not all. No television. No social media. So y'all say anything? You read the social media, you read the television and food and God, God don't. No Facebook. No, so now you know what I mean, you have that. I'm not saying you can't take messages from your job or if you do stuff for your job. But no Facebook or what's the other ones? All that stuff. Now, schoolwork, you have to school, I understand. Schoolwork and stuff work related. But just listening to gossip, we want you to listen to God. Spend that time in the Word of God and some Christian. Find some Christian literature that Bible based to read. If you want to, hey, if you got Christian videos, you get on, you look at that. But you just can't be looking at nothing that don't have nothing to do with it. Everything you need to be focused on God.
Yeah.
All right.
And your growth in God. From what time? 3?
3
to 12. From the 20th?
To the 1st.
To the 1st. What can you eat during that time?
Nothing.
All right. If you have, this is the last point, if you have some medical condition that you can't do that, we not tell you to go get your doctor. Go do what your doctor tells you to do. So if you got a medical condition, they say you got to eat at this time, take this medicine, you got to take some medicine, you got to eat before that, you exempt. But then, kind of, I mean, take, when you do eat something basic. Don't go get a half a chocolate cake, a ham. Just get you some vegetables and look, you know, if you need something else to put on your stomach. All right, well, eat nutrition. But if you can, if you're not on medication, we expect you to abstain. This is a voluntary thing. We hope and pray that you volunteer. We want to give God our prime time. If we can give it to the TV and to other things, we can give it to God.
Amen.
God, this is need 10 days. I want to be close to you. I want to be close to you. I want to feast on you. I want to spend time with you. I want to spend time before you. I want to learn more about you. We've been talking about wisdom all month, God. This is the time I'm coming to you for wisdom about my life. And what's the next step? What's the next direction for my life? What do I need to do with my life? Can you do that for 10 days? Everybody really can. Try to commit yourself to it. If you can get it or slip up, add a day. All right. Got too many people with me, but I'm glad. If I can find 5 or 6, we'll pray real fast, do what we can. Amen. All right. I'm trying to think if we have any other announcements. I think.
Food pantry.
Food pantry, this is that week, yeah, it is very something. So,
I got you.
Try to remember all that. Tuesday. Nursing home ministry, Thursday, mobile food pantry, volunteers. So, you know, you need it. You have a little time after that. You got to go eat. It's going to be over by 1. You get about 2 hours. You get some food in there. Be sure you eat breakfast. All right. I got it. Next point is next Sunday is Man and Women's Day. Remember that? In that program, I'm going to be talking a little bit about that program. Thank all of you that came out last night to the Man and Woman Bible study. Remember, the And on Wednesday night, we have a Bible study prayer service at 6. Let's kind of remind you about that. All right. If there are no other announcements. All right. I thought I might have covered it.
Saturday.
What
time will we be closed? 4. So we got 4. And just quick, it's going to be a quick decoration. Then I already got the stuff. So that we'll be set up for Sunday. So that is on Saturday. And I will be sending out the video.
All right. Everybody got it? Let's stand. They both call us back there at the door. You got your cone of blessings. Put them in the bucket back there on your way out. Thank you, young people, for coming forward and being attentive, doing the message. Thank all you, my brothers and sisters, for gathering this morning. Now we're going to scatter and take God's message and God's example to wherever we habitate and visit. God, we just thank you for all you've done this morning. God, we have a lot of things coming up in the week that's before us. Bless us. God, as both the nursing home and the food pantry, bless us at the start of the fast. All the other activities and Bible studies, God. Most of all, God, just we want to spend time with you. We want wisdom. You, as you said, we ask for you. So we ask you for it as a church. Lord, please bless us to have the wisdom that we need to do what you're asking us to do. We love you, God, because you first loved us. You loved us so much you died on Calvary's cross. We pray for Sister Mary, God, as she began this new phase of her life, and for her to grow closer to you, make sure and clear to her what role you want her to play in this congregation. You're a good God and worthy of all our praise and adoration. We love you this morning. Continue to be with us throughout this day and as heaven God bless your name. Bless each life here throughout this week. Bless us that we might be a blessed God. In Jesus' great name we pray. Amen. This week, have a great week.